The proposed Fortis acquisition of Poughkeepsie-based CH Energy Group for $1.5 billion now has a few enhancements in response to several requests from elected officials and local residents. CH Energy Group is parent of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgian says the enhancements include extending an initially proposed one-year rate freeze an additional year through July 1st of 2015.
And during this period, Central Hudson will continue to make investments in the electric and natural gas system. We estimate about $215 million in capital expenditures will be made, including an estimated $50 million in storm hardening investments on the electric infrastructure to help our system become more resilient to the storms that we've been experiencing in these last 2 years.
Another enhancement announced Thursday is doubling community relations support from 5 years to a minimum of 10.
Of course, without any intention to change after the 10-year period is up, but just as an assurance that Central Hudson and Fortis are serious about maintaining Central Hudson's presence in the community, supporting not-for-profit agencies and health and human service agencies that provide services to Central Hudson's customers within our service territory.
Jen Metzger is with grassroots group Citizens for Local Power.
We don't believe that an enhanced agreement is possible with this company.
She means Canadian energy company Fortis.
The bottom line is that these concessions, benefits, the proposed benefits, are still short-term, and this merger is permanent, and we have every reason to believe, based on Fortis's record, that it's a corporation that's not to be trusted.
Earlier this month, two administrative law judges issued a recommended decision against the merger, saying the benefits in the joint proposal from January are outweighed by overall detriments. CH Energy and Fortis executives say the enhancements are in response to public input received since that decision, noting that the New York State Public Service Commission could decide on the merger transaction during its June 13th meeting. In announcing the enhancements, CH Energy Chairman Stephen Lant notes that absent Fortis, customers will be deprived of nearly $50 million in benefits, and CH Energy will need to seek near-term delivery rate increases to fund capital investments. Democratic Assemblymember Kevin Cahill has been critical of the proposed merger for some time.
Right off the bat, I was very troubled by the fact that the company sort of threatened the ratepayers that unless they got the deal through, that their rates were going to go up immediately. That's not even possible. There's no rate filing on record.
Also in the enhancement announcement, Lant says Central Hudson's future is very uncertain without Fortis as a partner. Cahill comments.
The second part of it was that there was some financial concern about the stability of the company indicated in the letter, and that is in direct contradiction to things that they've been telling the ratepayers, Public Service Commission, and in particular their shareholders. So I wish they would deal straight and be honest with the public about this. But with that in mind, I will be reviewing the new proposal and make a determination as to whether the public concerns have been met.
The enhancements come on the heels of a highly praised revised agreement with Local 320 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.